Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alfe. I have my deep thought on the line, Dre and Ron. What's up, good black people?
Hello, everybody. It's Friday.
I was trying to do the WAP.
Oh, my God. I was jamming this out.
I was jamming.
Jamming on the one.
Basically, you should let that play a little bit longer. I was getting it. Yep, that's it.
I ain't lying. This rain got my back stiff as hell. I was trying to do the walk. I'm dancing and my bones are going crunch.
I can't.
Crunch.
Take some ibuprofen. Take a couple of shots. You'll be all right.
So I am taking them ibuprofen. Popping them motherfuckers like Skittles.
I'm going to be real. If you really know how to do the WAP, then you got to even put your back into it. You can just do it with your neck.
You don't do the WAP with your neck, boo.
I got to come around.
Yeah, I have no idea. You have no idea. First of all, I'm from the home of the motherfucking WAP. Don't be telling me what you can and can't do with your fucking body.
Don't nobody care about you. Whatever. Okay.
Y'all give me a second. Cause, oh, Lord, y'all done started Betty up.
No, Teddy Rubble.
I'm not about to do this with y'all tonight.
It's a nice full stomach. Still at work, y'all. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
So y'all go forward.
Go forward.
Okay, so we got to put the disclaimer out there.
Thank you so much, Medisa.
So I'll take over the disclaimer. So, our disclaimer is,
you want me to go out?
We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate shit because we are your inappropriate ass friends on Friday night. So, you know, we may not be your cup of tea, but we are definitely somebody's shot of Hennessy. And there you have it.
I appreciate you.
No
problem.
No problem, boo. I got you.
So, okay, can you give the give what our topic is for tonight, please, ma'am? Like I said, I'm still with the work.
So, what we're talking about tonight is the price of cats. Yes, you heard us right. We said we are talking about the price of cats. Now,
the price of pussy.
Huh?
The price of pussy.
Oh, my goodness, Ron. Anyway, so I think that the gentleman should start because as a woman, I ain't buying no cat. I got my own cat. So how about y'all talk about, all that?
What you got, Jay?
Mouthful of meat skin. Hold on.
Yo, what? What did you say?
I'm eating meat skin.
I don't know.
I'm eating meat skin. Okay.
What?
Well, to me, every man has got foot. If you took a woman out, you just took out on a date, any damn thing, you paid for it. I don't give a fuck what you said. But as far as like going out and buying like prostitutes, I never did that. I never did that. Even though I have watched Hookers on the Point.
We always get back to Hookers on the Point. Which, you know what I'm saying, is very interesting, I would say. So, and he ain't wrong, but in my book, one of the chapters is The Price of Pussy, right? So I speak about The Price of Pussy, and I give an example of how, in my world, I have seen the price of pussy be devalued. All right?
Damn.
So,
okay.
When I speak about the price of pussy, it ain't necessarily the physical price tag on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? What she's selling it for. It's basically to say how women have devalued pussy. You know what I'm saying? So, the price, whether that price is in time and energy, you know what I'm saying, and taking them out and whatever it is, and investment, that time, that energy has gotten less and less that you have to give to get the pussy. Yes, Dre, I have purchased pussy before, you know what I'm saying, ain't nothing wrong purchasing pussy, especially, you know what I'm saying, if the pussy, you know what I'm saying, okay. But
if it
in the book, the story I tell is I'm coming home from court one day and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to take a walk. So I started walking home and I bumped into this young lady. I actually did cut through the park, but fuck you. Nigga got jokes. Talking about walking through the park. I bumped into her, and me and her I struck up a conversation, so we started talking, this, that, and the third. And by her conversation, she was speaking loose. So I was like, well, nigga, I was born loose. You ain't said nothing slick. So we started talking. Next thing I know, well, can I come with you? You know what I'm saying? Girl, you know how that is. Oh, maybe you don't. I don't know.
Right.
Oh, now all of a sudden you know how it is. But 5 fucking seconds ago, you was like, I ain't never bought no pussy. And then how the fuck you know what it is?
I said I didn't think I had, but to me, every man has bought some pussy.
If you bought one, then you bought some.
Oh my god.
As long as you taking money out of your coffers and putting them in hers or somebody else's for the pussy, you done paid for pussy.
Yeah. I gotta put a down payment on Medisa though, because I gotta send her some money for the book. So I have to get a pooch coupon.
What? Not a coupon. I am not giving out coochie coupons. I don't do that. I ain't about that life.
I cannot.
She's so dumb. Oh, like,
I'm hungry. Like, I'm hungry. I'm sorry. But y'all is a mess. That's funny. But yeah. God, pay for it all the time. Now, does it say that women sometimes pay for the dick?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I got some stories.
I think that is very true. In some situations, women do because of the fact that, like, you're in a situation where if you think about, like, a woman who is on the higher level of the income spectrum, right? Like, she might.
No. You ain't got to be rich. I know some broke bitches mind dick.
Oh, you know what? You're dumb. But I guess. I think that it's possible in some cases. But I think for both sexes, we got to look at the flip side of it. Like, there's a monetary price for it, and then there's another price that you pay for it. You know what I mean?
What's the other price?
Like, for instance, did y'all see that, and if it's good stuff, right? There's a price that you pay for it because you might have
like good dick? Like, what do you mean good stuff? What the fuck that mean?
Yeah, like good dick, good pussy, you know, there's a price for it. You pay a price for it.
And you might have a good time. You might have a good dick. You might do some other shit, you know?
I
want to know if I pay an extra or some shit. Like, I need to understand.
That video I sent, that lady said that, you know, good dick will have you slapping people. You know, it makes you do some things that you normally probably wouldn't do.
And also, good dick have you out here fighting bitches. That's what you're trying to find.
Yeah, you out here just punching women. I'm not saying me per se, but people, if you think about it, like, there is a certain population, a segment of our society, women who will be ready to, like, catch a case. And I'm like, why? Because just like that,
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this here. If I done sat on it, it's mine. So, bitch, it can be yours, but I sat on it, it's still mine.
I mean, I look at it like this. It come a dime a dozen. So it ain't like it's a dime a dozen.
It can be a dime. It can be a dime a dozen, a dollar a dozen, $22 a dozen. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I sat on it. It's mine.
Sat on this door. I ain't mad at
you. I don't put my ass on his face. It's mine.
Jesus.
His face is mine. My purse is mine.
Hey.
What in the world?
Yeah, I just think that everybody, in some degree, like, you'll put up with some stuff, you know, you might do a little extra stuff that you normally wouldn't do, you know. I think men have it a little bit harder because sometimes y'all have to put out a whole lot of money, get it, like, y'all be doing stuff.
Nigga, you ain't got to put out a motherfucking thing. You choose to put out. Know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Listen, all I know is that it used to be a time when you had to take a girl out on a date, you had to court her, you had to, know what I'm saying, hold her hand, say good things. Now all you need is a bag of loud, a fucking Dutch Master, and a fucking, know what I'm saying, a lighter.
That shit so much, man, because
you're,
that's why I refuse to fuck date a damn weed head. I refuse to. I have seen chicks do some of the stupidest shit with fucking weed.
Really?
Listen, it ain't got to be weed. You could be like, listen, I got a little Hennessy at the hot crib. Why don't you come over and watch a movie?
Are you serious?
It could be
Some of these young girls ain't built like the older girls, man. Like the old school chicks, for real.
Some of these older bitches ain't built like they used to be built, neither. Listen, yo. I ain't trying to say that I know everything because I don't know everything. But what I do know.
Yeah, that's what your ass is trying to say.
I know. But what I know is that I know young girls. Well, I don't know too many young girls anymore. But I knew of young girls, you know what I'm saying, who if you just said something nice to them and showed them some attention, you get some pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I knew some grandmothers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know grandmothers who, listen, you know how they say that you I've had grandmothers buy my dick. How about that? Man, I come over, she got gifts for me. Listen, man, all kind of gifts come over, you know what I'm saying? She got Chinese food waiting, you know what I'm saying? She didn't even cook. She got Chinese food. She one of them grandmothers. I'm like, listen, man. So if there's one thing I know that depending on the person, they will give of themselves for what they like, whether that's given by doing extra sexual things, whether that's giving or giving money, whether that's giving of letting you hold their car. You know what I'm saying? So let's not act like, you know what I'm saying, people won't give things to get things. It's done every day.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
It's done every day. That's how little Ray Ray can drive Keisha car to work and drop her ass off and he go on about his beef.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that is absolutely the truth. That's how, you know, little JoJo can lay up in the house all day while she goes slave for her call center job. And he landed the house playing video games.
Not
so
JoJo.
I mean,
baby boy. JoJo.
This nigga got 11
like,
inches of fucking USDA dick. Now he got a key to her house. Bottom line.
So I think
what
that
happens when she got that USAP cat?
Don't get it wrong.
He ain't.
I know some females. Listen. They had this one chick I used to work with. Chick used to show up with a new pair of shoes, new pair of earrings, you know what I'm saying, a fur coat, all kind of shit. She showed up. One day, dude came and took her out to lunch, and we seen who the dude was that was, you know what I'm saying, fucking her and spending lavishly on her. And we was like, you with that nigga? And he was a fucking Oompa Loompa ass motherfucker. But he had some paper, and her and her fly self, she was like, yo, for the paper, I'm going to do what I got to do because this motherfucker is buying me gifts. He's treating me nice. So what, he don't look like what everybody thinks I should have. You know what I'm saying? He treat me well, and he spend money on me. So fuck it.
He don't match her fly, but she like he spend money. So, I mean, I think that's a very valid point. I think there's some situations where people are just like, you look at them and you're like, what the hell? Like, how that happened? But it's what things are important to that person. You know what I mean? Like, it might be important that somebody's throwing a whole lot of paper around. So it's acceptable for that particular female to feel like she needed to just give it to him like that. You know what I mean? Yep. And he's okay with doing it because that might be the best he ever didn't have. So I think fundamentally, it has gotten to a place where sex is a bartering tool. Whereas before, for both,
I'm sorry, I'm still driving. I'm trying to get home, but the call.
No, I'm just saying, like, sex is a bartering tool. So, like, it used to be where it was, everybody's doing it. It's, you know, look at our society. Everything is over sexualized. You know what I'm saying? What we watch on TV is over-sexualized. Our music is over-sexualized. Everything is about sex. Sex sells. Sex makes it. You know what I mean? So I think now there's been a shift in what people are willing to do for sex. It don't take as much no more. You know what I mean? Like Ron was saying, you know what I mean? Back in the day, you used to have to, you know, take her on a date, you know, do some nice stuff. You would have to prove yourself. You know,
now, that's
nowadays,
not to
you know,
say that they didn't have hoes back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
I mean,
but
Cleopatra, you know what I'm saying, gave up her pussy for an army in Rome to back her. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So it's always been time that, you know, them stories about, you know what I'm saying, you go into the slave quarters and, you know what I'm saying, the lady would give up some pussy so that you would leave her daughters and her son alone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been times where people would use what they had to get what they want. It's just now it just seems like it's crazy.
It is, because there
like
are people
it's everywhere.
Don't, yeah, it's everywhere. People don't have, it just don't take a lot anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you know, remember how back in the day it was like not cute. It was like if you had a one night stand, you didn't want to tell nobody. But now it's people just take people home from the club and be like, okay, yeah, I smashed, and that was that. And the thing about it is, the roles are changing because women are more, you know what I mean, because we live in this over-sexualized society and norms have changed as far as how, you know, you can't look at a woman and call a woman a hoe if she have a one-night stand, you know what I mean, because it's just like everybody's like, it's just empowerment. Okay, well, you be powerful. You be, you know what I'm saying? You are in control of your body. You know what I'm saying? You can do what you want to do. You know what I mean? So it's like it makes it easier for a woman to feel like, okay, well, if I want to fuck him, I'm going to fuck him. And there ain't nothing nobody can say about it. You know, whereas back in the day, that was one of those things that you kind of kept to yourself. You kind of, you know, put it up under the rug, push it up under the rug. You know, maybe
yeah, you
one
put your hoe in your
knew.
Back pocket back in the days, and now they got that shit on their fucking sleeve.
It's like it's a badge of honor now to be loose, loosey goosey out here, just, you know,
and it's young loose. Like it ain't
oh,
no
yeah,
old
absolutely
loose. Young loose.
But the sad part about it is that there's so much stuff that comes from it. And while absolutely I'm a woman and I own my body, my pussy belongs to me. So if I want to give it to Tom, Dick, Harry, Joe, Larry, Moe, Curly, whoever, that's my business, right? But at the same time, we live in, yeah, everybody, you know, if I want to be for everybody, that's my business. Like you can't judge me. You can't shun me. But the thing about it is this freedom and this liberation is coming at a cost, because let's just be honest, you know what I'm saying? For the last years, the number of newest, you know, cases of AIDS and HIV and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? It's young women ages 16 to what? 24? You know what I mean? Like we gonna talk about the real, but we gonna talk about the real too. You know what I mean? The thing is people are not being sexually responsible. My thing is, if you gonna be out here giving it up and just throwing it to whoever, that's your business. That's your thing. You do that. If you want to be 30 and don't have no tread left on your pussy, then that's on you. You know what I'm saying? I personally want to have tread left. I have tread left, and I want to have tread till I'm 100 and something years old. You know what I mean? But if that's what
you don't need
do,
no tread after 67, 68, you don't need tread after.
Oh, shut your old ass.
I mean, you expect it to be a little worn by the time you get that age. If you get to 67, 68, and you still got tread on your pussy, I'm going to think you had a factory overhaul and the shit is fake.
Not
what
necessarily.
I'm
no, because there's a lot of things
you
that
can rejuvenate
your cat.
First of all,
how the fuck you going to tell me what I'm going to think? You said, no, nigga, yes, I'm going to think that. If I get up to some 80-year-old pussy and shit tight, I'm going to be like, yo, you know what?
No.
This bitch, she got a fucking pussy transfusion.
It don't necessarily mean that. It just, maybe she just knows what to do to keep it tight and light. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what?
Nigga,
I was talking to one of my girlfriends.
I do 250
kegels a day. I was talking to one of my girlfriends about this. About this particular subject. And just because it's new doesn't mean that she's a loosey-goosey. It means that her body has gotten excited about you and it's opened up for you. Now, if she's got some tight cat and it's dry like the Sahara, she don't want to fuck you.
No,
I'm
not
hear
talking
what you're
about,
saying.
No, I'm not talking about loose like that, Imaj. I'm talking about, like, I don't know what a man feels, because I'm not a man, of course. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying there are some, like, how do I put this?
All right, well, while you're thinking about how to put it, let me just ask you this. You get to be 60, 70, 80 years old, your titty sagging, your fucking face is sagging, your fucking ass is sagging, and you got to tell me that it's natural that your pussy don't sag too?
Why are you doing this? Or you can naturally rejuvenate it. You can do natural stuff. You know what I'm saying? You could just do exercises. Like, it's proven that once a woman has a baby, you know what I mean, her pelvic muscles, her floor is weaker, right? And then, you know, as you age, things start to change. But you can do little stuff to make sure that it doesn't change as much. So that's where you do Kegel exercises, you do all these things. It's like one of those things. You know, have you ever heard of somebody say, well, they get to a certain age and they laugh or they sneeze and they pee on themselves? That don't have nothing to do with
exactly.
It's age.
Man,
it's because
that don't know how to act no more.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's where that stuff comes in. You do those little exercises to kind of keep it together. You know what I mean? Like do 200 something, 300, whatever you got to do. I feel like it's possible that, you know, everything will be the way, you know, it may not be the same, you know, it's not going to be the same as before, but, you know, I mean, you could do things to make it to where it ain't a fucking Grand Canyon up in there.
Listen,
that's my point.
Well, if you don't know how to hysterectomy, it's the Grand Canyon.
You stupid.
What? Just like dropping a penny into a wishing well.
It's just never going to never-ending cavern.
Motherfucker said she got to get her pussy hemmed because the shit is too fucking wide. That's some crazy shit.
I mean, like, I be thinking about how, like, okay, I always think about stuff like this. I think, like people that have been, like, let's just think porn stars, you know, women who, you know, they on screen, they on air, they, you know, they filming, taping for hours at a time throughout the day. You know what I mean? And, you know, some of these porn stars, the men are well endowed. You know what I mean? They're huge. They're big. The vagina is elastic in the sense that, you know, it can snap back because if anything can push out, you know what I'm saying, a 7, 8, 9, 10-pound baby, you know what I mean, and just in 6 weeks go back to his regular shape, then that's a great thing. You know what I mean? It's amazing. You know what I mean? Especially if your baby got a big head and big shoulders. That's a tough thing. So there's a natural elastic using it over and over again, you know what I'm saying? And you keep stretching it. Just think about if you got a pair of pants that got elastic in the waist. You know what I mean? You keep stretching it. You get, you know, you might get a little bigger and you stretching it and you stretching it. Eventually that elastic is going to go and it's going to not be as elastic anymore.
Oh, so now
right?
You see what I'm saying.
No, I do see what you're saying, but my point is that you can do things.
She's not gonna pull on her pussycat as much. She ain't gonna stretch her elastic that much. That's what she's trying to say.
And what I'm saying
is, when
you get to 70 years old, just say fuck it and go get you a belt because your shit is stretched, nigga. Just get a belt, give her some loops in that fucking pants, put a buckle on that bitch, get you some suspenders. I don't give a fuck what you got to do, but the shit is stretched. And it's natural
and
that it
be stretched. And just like your balls are going to be hanging to your knees at that point.
Oh, you motherfucking right. I see it. Nigga, I got big balls and I'm big balled in it as it is. So I know that this shit is going to be at my motherfucking knees.
I feel like
dumb.
My vision is blurry and I got to try. I'm still trying to get home, y'all. I cannot.
So what are you just going to let them hang to your ankles?
Listen,
drag
man, took that shit in my socks. Stop playing. Get me a motherfucking ball holder.
He's going to be like a hunky.
I'm going to give me a sack for my sack.
I definitely feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's one of those things where, you know, I don't think there's any man out here that can say that he hasn't paid for it, because you paid for it in one way or the other. You know, that's just the truth of the matter. So, you know, you may not think it is.
You can say no woman that can't say that neither.
I can't say that.
She's not. if she's taking a man out on a date, she paid a bill or something, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. She's got it. I mean, I
even
guess,
if,
yeah.
Listen, if she was on some, you know, I'm going to give him, I'm going to wait 6 months. You know what I'm saying? That's, what's the word I'm looking for? That's a guideline. That's a goal. That's a motherfucking threshold that you set. And then if you say 3 months in, all right, I'm going to do it now. And then you just pay. What did you pay? You paid 3 months of your motherfucking morals. You know what I'm saying? You set a fucking threshold.
Yeah.
You set a goal. And then you say, all right, I'm going to go back on that. That's paying for it. It's not monetary payment. You know what I'm saying? But you just paid for that. That's not to say that paying for it is bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But let's be real about it. You know what I'm saying? If you set a threshold or you set an end game and then you go back on that, that's paying for it. On my
assumption. Yeah, I guess. That's very valid. You absolutely, that makes a lot of sense. Nobody's arguing with you about that. Yeah.
Okay. Who the fuck you mean you? I ain't arguing. I'm just getting my point across to let you know that these hoes out here, you know what I'm saying, these bitches ain't law.
What the hell?
Let's strip it a little bit. Let's strip it a little bit. So you said, let's strip it. So you sitting at a bar, minding your business. Lady comes up to you. She starts talking. She says, if you give me $650, I'll let you do anything to me. What you going to say? What?
You want
this
me to?
This is a scenario that was given to me. Let me tell you this. Let me tell y'all where the conversation came from. So
well, you know, I'm a lame-o, and I'm Sarah with no H, so.
Sarah with no H, because Sarah ain't going to put her pussycat on the table and be like, look, bitch, I'll let you do whatever you want to do for $650. But I ain't going to put
no
my pussycat on the table either. But I'm just saying, what, fellas, what if Diddy Trump sits down at the bar? Y'all look, you know, hey, you look nice this evening. Oh, thank you. You know, like, y'all flirting, and she says, hey, look, listen, $650, I'll let you do anything you want to do to me. What y'all gonna
say? First of all, she ain't saying that shit to me. Because if you... No, because I'm a different type of motherfucker. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get 10 of the motherfuckers in the bar. I'm going to be like, you give me $200 a piece, and y'all can fuck her. So now I'll just spend $600 and $650 to make $1,000. Or make $2,000. You know what I'm saying? But as far as physically do something
so
to her.
So you're going
to
flip
The reason I'm... Exactly. I'm going to flip her money by flipping her pussy. You know what I'm saying? And the reason
what?
I would do that is because for whatever $650 I'm going to pay, I could have went on fucking, what's that shit called? Backpage and paid $200. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you ain't said nothing.
And you probably could have walked away, and you probably would have walked away from Backpage with crabs or gonorrhea. I'm just
nigga,
saying.
How you know she ain't got crabs or gonorrhea?
Just saying. More likely than
no, what the fuck
are
you saying? Don't be
or
making fun of bitches that sell pussy as opposed to somebody who come up to you and hand it to you.
I'm just saying. Go on back page if you want to. You're going to be walking around with your little herpes.
I think that you should let it burn. You know?
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm going to need the singing to cease and desist. All right? No more singing.
Oh, man.
But now, $650, all right, so let's just say I hit the number, I hit the lotto, and I had a pocket full of money. And somebody said that to me, $650. Man, we doing all kind of nasty shit, and you going to feel like, you know what I'm saying, you ain't get your money's worth. Because I'm going in your ear hole, I'm going in your nostril. I'm making nostril big like Michael Jackson before his fucking surgery. All kind of.
Oh my goodness! You're just.
He said he's going in. He going in.
You said.
I'm just gonna go for it.
What did he say? He said he fucking air holes and shit.
Your booty hole too. Your booty getting penetrated all
that.
Oh
my God. Here we go. Oh my God.
Oh, you know Sally don't, not Sally, but Sarah don't do that. Sarah no H don't do that.
You know,
first of all, see, you said Sarah and Sally. Sally, first of all, is $800, not $650. So you gotta get your number right.
But yeah. So
Amaj, what would you do if he said, you know what I'm saying, you give me $650, you can do whatever you want to me. What would you do to his ass? Have him fix your carburetor?
People don't even have carburetors anymore.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I don't know, producer. I think they do.
I don't think they have carburetors anymore. I don't think they have carburetors anymore. I don't think they
know everything.
She went from nursing school to auto mechanic school.
You see what I'm saying? She fucking know everything.
I don't know everything. I don't think cars have carburetors, so I don't think.
They don't got tires no more neither, right? They don't got tires neither, right?
I didn't say that, fool. They do have tires, but, you know, they ain't the same kind of tires. Now you can get nitrogen in your tires and you don't ever have to really put air in them. I'm just saying.
Nigga, just tell us what you're doing to the fucking dick via 650.
I don't know.
So then how the fuck you gonna ask us a question and you ain't even got the answer to the shit yourself?
Wait a minute. I just got
I'm about to Google this shit. Do cars have carburetors?
This nigga is still fucking Lee Miles. I'm done with her ass. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
AAMPO.
What
the fuck is this?
No, so they don't. They have but they got alternators now? Was it the alternator?
Yeah, well, it says all production vehicles use computerized fuel injection systems. So I'm assuming that the carburetor used to be what converted the gas to what it needs to go to so that the engine can run the way it's supposed to be.
Okay, so,
now,
okay, so I need you to get off of Google and get back to get your ass off Google. Doogie House.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, I know I'm Sarah with an H, so I'm square.
Joanne,
I'm off.
Let's see what would I do for the dick for $650. Not much I can really do with it. Like,
have that nigga fix your carburetor.
Like, I'm trying to make them like, dear, can you suck your own dick? Like, what? Can you do that? Like, I'm not the one. I don't know.
See, the first thing I thought that you would have said is, let me get a strap on. That's the first thing I thought you would have said.
What? I don't know. I won't do that to a man. No.
Well, you look like one of them fucking masochist motherfuckers that'll be like, I want to make his ass hurt.
No, I would never
that
do that.
That is so horrible. Yeah. Ron,
I would never do
awful.
That.
Why would you say that? She don't even look like that type. Come on now.
What the fuck you mean? I didn't say I was doing it to or getting it done to me. What the fuck you mean? Why would I say that? But whoa. What are you trying to insinuate?
I ain't trying to insinuate nothing, nigglet. I'm just saying that. Where did you come up with that shit? I don't know where you pull this shit out your head. It's like it comes out of the sky and out of the universe in some random ass, crazy ass, just wild.
First of all, if a man says to you that I'm willing to do anything you say for $650, trust me, this nigga has thought about what if she says she wants to go on my booty hole. He has thought that. He has come across that bridge before if he's done this before.
What would make you think that? If you in your rabbit ass. Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
I get what Ron's saying. Because it's a possibility he has, before I offer this woman this, what are some things that she could possibly say to me to say,
exactly.
Okay, but
She might not ask me, can I suck my own penis? She might say, well, nigga, you gonna suck my dick? What are you gonna do?
Thank you.
There's gonna be a lot of things that can be said.
Right. She may bring him home to her man and be like, suck my man dick.
Right. But then her man's gonna be like, bitch, what you bring this home to me for?
Exactly. Now both of y'all getting shot.
And then yeah, point blank range with a 44.
Hey, you, he probably was like, you fucking bitch, this is your last night here.
Just like a woman, if a woman say, give me $650 and you can do whatever you want to me, you think she ain't got in the back of her mind he may want to go on my ass?
I mean, but I guess, I don't know.
So if you don't know, how the fuck you talking so much? I'm just confused with you, Sarah.
No, I wasn't saying like I don't. I wasn't saying I don't know. Like I don't know. I was saying I don't know. Like okay, I don't know. It could be a person. I don't know shit. I've been drinking. Damn.
And fucking Google right. Incorporated.
Corporate channel.
Corporate Sarah.
Wow.
Y'all can go here.
She's been coming for me all day, Amaj. You see this bullshit? She's been coming for me all day. That's what I think.
I didn't
she just
even
come
start
for me.
With your punk ass. No, I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing to you. You started it. You started it. You started the shit, and I'm going to finish it.
I didn't start nothing.
He said
anyway.
He started nothing.
Great. What would you do?
I don't know because I've been in that situation. My homeboy was in that situation. This couple came
this
up.
This nigga knows somebody who went through everything. I'm fucking done
with
her.
My best friend, he was in Mexico. Playing pro ball, and this couple, they walked up to him, and the dude was like, I will pay you, I think they offered him like 200 pesos or some shit to sleep with his damn, for him to sleep with his wife.
$46, $27.
He did it. He was over there, you know what I'm saying, playing balls and shit. Yeah, he slept with that dude's wife.
Hey, big black nigga, I'll give you a bag of nickels to fuck my wife.
Not a bag of nickels, because that's what the fuck that was.
Not a bag of nickels.
Oh,
but,
shit.
Hey, I had to pimp myself out, though, because she was like, I don't know if she's going to do my taxes if I did something with her. And I had to get my taxes done. It was last minute.
So you pimped your dick out for some taxes, nigga?
Wait a minute.
Is that what you did?
Wait a minute.
I had to get my taxes done, man.
Listen. 200 pesos equals $9.93.
Told you. Look at that. Wait. Hold on. This nigga is Google Incorporated, and this nigga is converting pesos to dollars online. What the fuck are y'all show up to?
Hey. He did it, not me. He was over there for like a year and a half.
He was balling, but he was probably in his mind.
He knew he wasn't balling, but that motherfucker, he was over there for a year and a half playing pro ball, and he didn't know the language. The chicks over there, he was scared to fuck with him because of the Mexican cartel and shit.
Greg, the nigga was lying. Greg, the nigga lying. Anybody who fucks somebody for $9 does not have a professional sports job. That nigga was lying to you, Greg.
Nah, he played ball over there.
That big nigga was lying to you. He went to Mexico because he knew nobody wasn't coming in there to the home game.
Nah, he was over there playing ball.
That nigga is fucking people for $9. He is not a professional athlete. He ain't got an agent. He got a pimp. What the fuck? That nigga.
Oh my God. Senor Perez was his pimp. He pimped him out to his wife.
$9. Yeah. And what'd you say to Mike? $9.40? What'd you say?
93 cents.
He was the only one that did it. It was a couple of athletes that did it over there.
Nigga, they gave him a $10 bill and said, "Where my change at?" Fuck my wife.
There was a couple of the athletes over there did it. I was like, wow.
And you still believe that nigga your friend? He gonna lie to you saying he a fucking professional basketball player. He fucking fat white woman for $9.93.
We grew up together. That dude was over there playing ball. He played ball over there.
He was playing with balls. That's what he was doing. He was playing with that man ball. He wasn't playing no fucking basketball.
Maybe it wasn't 200 pesos. Maybe it was 500 pesos when it was close to $25.
close to 24.16.
It was 24.83.
Come fuck my wife for $30 and bring me back a fucking tortilla, nigga.
And a taco.
I need a burrito as my change.
I don't want no radishes on my taco. I want chicken, not beef. My shit better be right when you get back.
Yo, you see how Dre got no thing? Dre be fronting. He said, yo, what would you do for $650? I kidnapped somebody. Yo, one of my homeboys got kidnapped.
Leave Dre alone. But he is about him pimping himself out to get his taxes done.
Sure.
I remember that.
Right. Let's get back to that.
He didn't want to be in trouble with the IRS.
Mm-hmm. But that bitch said,
I ain't mad at you though. You gonna
come
back away
from
me.
Your taxes.
This nigga said, I don't know if I ever bought pussy, but I know I done sold some dick to the motherfucking tax auditor. I know that.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to the library to do the damn taxes, and then best friend wouldn't do my taxes. She was being an asshole that day. And then when I got the text message, she clowned me in the car.
Mm-hmm. That's just funny.
Oh, so Amaz, you was a witness to the fucking the tax ad nation. you need to find you a new best friend, because she ain't your best friend if she making you give up the fucking dick for a fucking W-2, a fucking 1040 even.
Yeah. And then the crazy part was she gonna sit there and say. So I think it was about 9 o'clock that night. She was like, "So did you go over there and get your dick wet for the taxes?" She was like clowning me the whole day. I was like, "This motherfucker right here."
At least did the heifer do the long form, or did she do the short form? At least she did the long form, right?
Did she itemize her deductions, or did she?
She looked it up.
Did the bitch do a good job?
Did she take the standard deduction? Did she itemize?
Right, did you get a motherfucker, did you get a tax refund, or did you have to pay after you get a dick?
Oh, no, I got a refund. I got a nice one that damn year, too. That shit was gangster as hell.
Oh.
And then 2 years, and then the following year, me being me, because I was with best friend again, and she wanted me to do the same thing. I said, nope, I'm not doing it. Fuck around and went somewhere else and got my taxes done, and I had to damn pay, and I've been paying ever since.
Nigga, you the fool.
Oh, so
let me get this straight. You sell a dick once, you get you a couple of grand, then you're like, no, I'm not going to sell a dick no more. Nigga, did you find God? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I was in a relationship. I had a girlfriend. I couldn't do it.
But I bet you out here fucking these fucking bald-headed fucking hoes for free. You're fucking them for free, though. But you want to do it for a couple grand. Nigga, you're hustling backwards. What is wrong with you? I need to hold you in high esteem.
I can't damn cheat on my damn girl.
Nigga, buy her a pair of shoes and explain it to her.
Well, he was a bad influence. He was being loyal. He was being loyal.
He was a bad influence.
Let me ask you a question. Is she still your girl?
No, not now.
Ah, exactly. Wrong decision, nigga.
No, not necessarily. He was being loyal and faithful, and that's a good thing. So his back.
This from
the
fucking 18 boyfriend warrior over here. This is who we fucking talking about faithfulness from. Okay, I get it.
What you say, fucker? What you say, the what you say?
The 18 boyfriend warrior. Nigga, you got like 18 boyfriends.
I don't have 18 boyfriends live. I don't have 18 boyfriends.
Nigga,
yeah,
that's like
get that shit.
That's like the fucking
but
conversion rate from fucking
boyfriends.
Pesos to dollars. All right, you ain't got 18 boyfriends convert to six.
I don't have 18 boyfriends. I have one. I don't think you're talking to me.
See,
you're
wait,
you're
everybody
to
realize
me.
What just happened right there, right? I said
oh,
18 goes
to
six.
You.
And she said, I don't
right.
have 18 boyfriends. Notice she didn't say, I don't have six boyfriends. You notice that shit, right? You notice that shit, right? Y'all caught that?
Mendisa,
well, I need you to back away from Ron. Back away from Ron. I can't deal with him. He trying to get me caught up. Damn it. I am a loyal, faithful woman, okay? I don't play them type of games. Just
yeah,
Dre
was loyal
streets,
too, and it cost him a couple grand. He mad to the motherfucker.
Okay. But just because you out in these streets, Owen, Mr. Coxman, don't try to put nobody
I ain't out here in these
hoes.
I ain't out here in these
you
streets,
out,
Owen.
You,
I am a very loyal, faithful individual. But I could jerk off to any bitch, you know?
He's a dummy. I swear he's a dummy. He's the biggest dummy in the world.
Like, oh, she's cute. I'm going to use her tonight when I get in the shower.
I cannot.
Oh, shit. All right. Fuck it. I'm wrong. Okay. I still think Dre Friend ain't no fucking ball player because you don't fuck no fucking body you don't know for $9.93 when you're a professional athlete. But what the fuck do I know? I ain't never been no professional athlete.
But 200 pesos can go a long way in Mexico.
Nigga.
I guess in Mexico
lying,
that means he
was, over, he was over there for 3 years.
Nigga, last time you said it was 2 years. Now it's 3 years. I'm just confused. You see, y'all confused.
No,
me. I
said three.
Oh shit, Ron! Shut up. Ron, shut up.
Why I gotta shut up for?
Cause you just shut up. Just shut up, please.
Well, I gotta shut up for he the one with friends that don't value their dick, and I'm the one that got to shut up.
Because you just
he out here selling it for $9.93, or it could have been that he upped the price like, you gonna give me that for 200? No, 500. I need 500. 24.80.
Yeah, almost $25.
And if we round this up to Sally numbers, let's round it up to Sally numbers.
You
go 800 pesos, 39.72.
Oh shit!
Sally, oh shit! Sally made $40.
$40.
That's $20 a shoulder.
I can't. Poor Sally. Leave Sally alone.
All right, I'm done. I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
I haven't drank a thing. I've been drinking Coke because I just got off work and eating my little food. That's funny.
Oh, shit. Y'all are crazy. Y'all got issues.
Ain't that
just no
pot calling the kettle black.
And I have no intent of selling any cat in Mexico, ever.
Me ever.
Y'all not
going to
pay me enough.
What about if you got friends that bought pussy on the street, but they wasn't no damn prostitute though, it was crackhead.
Listen, man. Don't throw stones. All I know is this. All I know is sometimes if you're in the world of drug dealing, and you have some narcotics on you, and someone doesn't have money on them, and they want the narcotics that you have, and they're willing to pleasure you orally for said narcotics, sometimes you make a bartering agreement. And is that
the same?
So
basically you're saying that.
Rhonda got the crackhead head, folks.
I ain't never said I got crackhead head. I ain't never said
it
that.
It sounds like
that.
I think you just explained
it
perfectly.
It sounds like you
It's
first
so
of all, first of all, I've never sold crack in my life.
Ron would say if he had. I don't think Ron had.
So what you talking about, Ron? Don't you make me out to be a liar?
No, I'm not gonna make you out to be a liar. However, what I will say though what I will say is that there are certain people who I have had relationships in the past who subsequently, you know what I'm saying, went on to be fiends. I don't know if at the time when I had relationships with them whether they were smoking crack or not. I don't know. Listen, you know how you grow up with certain people and then you see them 10 years later and they're a fiend? You're like, damn, I fucked her. You know what I'm saying? Was she a fiend when I was fucking her? I don't know. Maybe that she was still
she
behind
probably
closed
was
doors
in the beginning stages.
It's very
she was
possible.
Probably,
you know what I'm saying?
She was probably
functioning crackhead at that time.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Very possible. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. So I'm not trying to make y'all to be a liar, but I'm real with myself. I don't know when somebody starts their drug addiction. You know what I'm saying? How am I supposed to know that shit unless I'm with them and I introduce them to it? But no. But I do know some dudes used to sell shit. Listen, first of all, let's get this stigma about crackhead out the fucking. Whitney Houston was a crackhead and she was fine. So, you know what I'm saying? If Whitney Houston came to you and be like, yo, I suck your dick to get up. Niggas wouldn't let Whitney Houston do it. Okay? So let's get this stigma about people being on drugs to be some kind of ugly, monsterish person. You know what I mean? You got very cute crackheads.
It's a whole lot of people that's walking around on drugs, and you would never know because they know how to stay. They just don't go down that other path. They functioning.
I have coworkers who are functioning crackheads.
There's a lot of people that are, you know, unfortunately.
Exactly. So when we say things like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you let this person, well, what kind of, You mean a homeless crackhead? Like, that's different. You know what I'm saying? Than a motherfucker who got a fucking Honda. The bitch got a Honda.
Oh, okay. So just because the bitch got a Honda and a home, then she's just not broke. Okay. It makes it okay.
It makes it acceptable if the bitch got a Honda and a home.
You exist because she got a home and a Honda? Oh, okay. You a crackhead. You a crackhead, but you got a home in the Honda, so it's okay. You got
a Civic on a cord.
I can't. You got a condo in a Colorado.
A townhouse in a Tahoe.
You got a mansion in a Mercedes. What? How about that? Like,
you stupid. Oh, shit. Y'all stupid.
Okay, so we got comments from the question on Facebook. So let's go to that. Let's go see what the people see. Andre Henderson Sr. says, you always pay directly or indirectly. What do you think dinner, drinks, and nights on the town are?
Yeah.
Jeff says absolutely in every way imaginable.
All right, let me ask y'all this.
Thomas,
is a payment and investing the same thing?
Payment and investment?
An investment.
I would
like,
think
I'm
so.
Investing in.
I would think
I would
so.
Think
it's
so,
just
too.
A matter of you. Is an investment is long term, a payment is short term.
Okay, I can
so
deal
it's,
with
it's
that.
The same thing.
Okay. And Thomas says, "Yeah. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? I lost the thing. Yeah. Something about being married. Wait a minute.
He married the bitch.
Yes,
he paid me for it."
He's probably saying being married, you got to pay for it every day.
How about that, true?
You're going to pay for it one way or the other.
Sure, you're
going to pay that mortgage
to your bank account. You know what I'm saying? That's even worse than paying this. That's like the IRS. You don't pay taxes. You know what I'm saying? They take them from you. You know what I'm saying? When you marry, you don't pay for the pussy. She takes the money from you. It's even worse that way.
Oh, you just bring your paycheck.
Right, just bring your paycheck.
Just give her a paycheck. She'll give you your money for the week.
Like, and she pay you. How about that? She pay you.
Oh, my God.
I cannot with y'all.
I can't with y'all.
All right. So what would it take? What kind of situation would y'all have to be in to have to sell the pussy? Or for Dre to sell the dick?
The situation I'm in there, I probably would sell
something
there.
Yeah, but you old now, nigga. Nobody want none of that shit.
Hey, whatever.
I'm stupid.
Honestly, I don't think that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think that I would have to be, like, in my own dire straits, like, losing everything for me to be like, you know what, I'm going to go out here and sell this pussycat for this. I mean, every woman probably has done it, like, hey, can you pay my light bill or sit on your penis for you, you know? I think I would have to be it would be my last resort. It would be my last thing. I'm like, I can't get no money from nothing else. I'm going to have to go ahead and sell for kid.
I got something to say, but I want to hear Medusa answer before I say it.
Oh, Lord.
He probably about to say something stupid. Ain't no telling. You know what? Honestly, I don't think that I could ever be in a situation that would I would feel like that I would need to, that I would have to do that. Like, I just don't. Because I feel like, I mean, for me, it's just like, dang, is it really this bad? I just would hope that my life wouldn't get to that point. But I probably would just probably be homeless or something, because I just can't, you know, especially if it's somebody that's, like, disgusting. You know, like, you know, or somebody that I don't want to deal with, you know? Like, nah.
You know what? There was a young lady that I knew who went through a situation where she was fucking this dude, and she was homeless. That sorry nigga wouldn't even let her stay on his couch. Like, how the niggas you fucking ain't going to give you no space? So I think you got to pick the right one so that you can get your shit right together. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you going to go out here, you're going to get your cat away for a price. Make sure it's a good price. And it's to a nigga that's going to give you some shit. Not the nigga that's... No, he gave us some shit. He gave us a cootie.
Oh, Lord.
But he ain't...
He gave a what?
No place to
he gave a what?
He gave her a cootie. He burnt her. He gave her one of them big STDs.
So you got, I think it's more, oh, what got first?
So, all right, let's check this out. There's multiple ways you could look at it. the way I think y'all was looking at it is a get right. However, there's a way to look at it as a come up. And what's the difference between a get right and a come up? The amount of money. See, y'all thinking of it as a couple dollars. What if a motherfucker say, I give you $1 million? Oh, now y'all ain't got to think so quick. I'm thinking that it might be a little quicker answer if a motherfucker say, I give you $1 million for some pussy. Or $2 million for some pussy. That's
so you
a come up.
You hear Demi Moore, Woody Harrelson, indecent proposal shit.
I'm just saying, though, you act like they ain't got some of these Arab motherfuckers, some of these, you know what I'm saying, Mexican cartels, some of these Wall Street motherfuckers who ain't got the paper to offer you that. I'm just saying, y'all looking at it from a viewpoint of as a get right. What do I have to get myself back on my feet? You know what I'm saying? What would I do? But if you look at it as a come up, well, nigga, I could sit down for the rest of my life.
I wish a Mexican bitch would give me some pussy for $1 million.
$1 million pesos, nigga. That's about $486.
What's with $1 million pesos? I'm fucking with $1 million pesos.
Exactly, $1 million pesos.
I don't know. What about the dude in Japan? I think it's Japan or China. The dude is a billionaire, and he's trying to damn. He said he would give any man, I think it's like a couple of million dollars or some shit, to turn his wife to turn his daughter back to them men and to marry her.
Oh, okay, $1 million pesos is $49,654.
Right, so that's not even a year's salary.
Yeah, I think the dude is in Japan. He
now, he going to do what?
He's trying to make his daughter. He's trying to make his daughter like
his daughter gay?
Yeah, she's gay. And he wants any man, he said any man in the world that can change her back to win and marry her. And he would get it. It was a couple of million. It might have been more than a million. It was a couple of damn.
So was he giving you $1 million? Was he giving you $1 million? Or was he giving you $1 million American dollars?
Oh,
the currency guru.
Well, I think you might want $1 million yen because a yen is worth more than a dollar.
Well, because if you give $1 million yen, well, $1 million yen is
$8,785
in American dollars.
God damn, nigga. He giving you a Hyundai. And a MacBook Pro.
And you got a MacBook Pro.
It's American dollars. Oh, God.
Say what?
It was American dollars, man. No.
It's American. Nigga, you feel about that? You got to read the fine print sometime, Dre.
I think it was Taylor, one of them posted it.
It wasn't me. It was a year or two ago. The dude is still trying to get somebody to marry his daughter. It wasn't me. It must have been your missing partner. It must have been your missing partner. Who the fuck is mumbling?
Ain't nobody mumbling. Who the fuck is mumbling?
I don't know about it. Must have been.
I always,
because I know if you don't slow up, you are blamed. It is your fault.
Oh, man. So all I know is this. I know if a motherfucker came to me and was like, yo, are you a couple $100s, you know what I'm saying, we could fuck, I'd be like, bitch, no. But if you come up to me with a couple million, I'd be like, bitch, let me get back to you in a second. Let me go walk.
Let me go walk.
Let me go get my balls.
Let me make
right.
it clean for you.
Let me
go get my balls with some baby wipes. I'll be right back with you.
No baby wipes.
Let
me go get this quick hoe bath right quick. Let me go take this bird bath.
Okay. Let me hit the spot.
Let me go freshen up for you.
Let me go drop
some soap on your toes. Get this shit right for you. Let me get this shit right for you, baby.
I've been playing basketball
all day. Put my
boy
drawers on. Make sure my socks ain't got no holes in them. Hold on, let me get my shit right.
I've been playing basketball all day. I got my basketball shorts on.
My balls are sweaty. Let me see.
My balls.
Let me get this.
I don't want you to get sweaty balls. I want you.
I
want you to have
balls.
These good old men's dubs balls.
You need the cocoa butter balls.
Cocoa butter balls.
Oh, God, you're done. Well, how many times, when you woke up this morning, did you think that you were going to be saying this term, cocoa butter balls?
Absolutely not.
Cocoa butter balls.
I mean, if somebody's giving you some paper, you got to make sure you write.
I'm gonna give you this old Mrs. Cat box. Oh, I'm gonna have all types of work. She gonna be able to $1 million? And you, I need that. Like, yeah, I'm about to set this ass all on you.
Listen,
I'm setting my whole ass on you.
No, you doing what the fuck he say for $1 million? If he say set that ass on him. Or her,
I'm
or them. You spit your ass on all that shit.
Not him, her, or them. I can't.
Yeah, or them.
I'm done. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting up here. What? You want me to sit where on her? You want me to sit where? On her face? You want me to sit on her face? You want me to sit on her face?
Wait, and then in your sentence was, sir, you want me to sit where, sir? You want me to sit
there?
Indian style? You want me to sit Indian style, sir?
I can't.
You want me to
sweat
eagle? Okay, sir.
Okay.
Sir, yes, sir. Okay. I agree. Yes, sir. You only want me to put one booty cheek on her? Okay, sir. Okay. Oh, you want the whole ass on her. Okay.
The whole ass.
Okay, sir.
The whole ass you shall have.
And it'd be like, right now, sir? Right now? At this very moment? Okay.
Especially if the check ain't if it ain't clear yet, you know what I'm saying? Are we talking about, you know what I'm saying? There got to be a deposit, you know what I'm saying? Listen, man, all I know is that the different amount of money that you're talking makes talk to you differently. So when we're talking about a couple of singles, or we're talking about $9.93, that's one thing. When you start talking about a couple of $100,000, you start talking differently. You start talking about a couple million, nigga, you got respect in your voice when you talk like that. You know what I mean? So depending on the amount of money that you're talking about, the talk is a little different.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Sir, yes, sir.
So when you talk about giving me 200 motherfucking pesos to fuck your wife, nigga, is you crazy?
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You know how I speak pesos. So that's $2.93.
How about I give you $10 to get the fuck out of my face?
That is a round trip from the Melicon back to my hotel, sir. The fuck?
tip the maid more than that, nigga.
Exactly. I gave the maid a $20 bill this morning. The fuck are you talking about to me?
$9.93 motherfucking cents. You better get out of my face with that bullshit. And your wife ain't even lying.
I know you should have said, but you gonna give me a motherfucking bus pass. The fuck? As much as I know Mexican transit, it only costs 50 cents to go to and fro. Come on now.
Right. Like, excuse me, I give you a bag of rice and a can of beans to fuck my wife. You
must have said that. So you mean to tell me you just want me to have some Mexican, you want me to have beans and rice to fuck your wife?
And some tortillas.
So, who am I feeding around these this week?
What are you getting for $9.93? What the fuck are you getting for $9.93? You can't even get you fucking a pair of good socks with $9.93. Fuck.
You can even go across the street to the pharmacy and be like, can I get me some phenamine for $9.93? This motherfucker offered me 200 motherfucking pesos. For the bullshit. I bet your cat ain't even good. He know it ain't good. That's why it's $9.93.
Exactly. I got a $9.93 wife. Fuck us.
Yikes.
Y'all stupid.
Pesos.
That's what you're great. Like, I ain't telling these motherfuckers nothing no more. I tell these motherfuckers about my people, and they got jokes. I ain't telling them shit.
We always got, we don't have jokes with us. It's just comedy.
That's all we knew. Comedy.
But you tell, if I kid you not, let somebody, some white man that I know I don't want to stick nothing on, but like, I'll give you $2 million just to put a titty on me real quick. Okay. How long did I put it on there for you?
No. You said I give you $2 million. I got a duffel bag full of fucking hundreds right here. I just want you for the rest of the night. And it's like 6 p.m. By the time the sun comes up, you can leave with that duffel bag full of hundreds. I don't know how much money's in there. I don't know how much money's in there. All I know is every billionaire is a $100 bill and it's full.
I might sit there. We're going to watch Netflix till the sun come up?
Till the sun come up. The sun comes up, you can leave.
We're watching. Do you know how many documentaries I can watch from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.?
Documentaries, nigga. We talking about a documentary. We ain't talking about watching no documentary. He's getting some pussy, man.
He didn't say I had to do anything.
He said, I want you. I like you, and I want you.
You didn't say I gotta do anything. You said that.
See, now you get in trouble. See, now if the motherfucker got a duffel bag full of hundreds, he also got somebody that'll shoot you for that duffel bag full of hundreds. You don't want him to call that person, so give him his pussy and stop playing.
This is mine. This is my cat. I'm just letting you borrow it until the sun comes up.
Let me just get this straight. This is mine. I'm just letting you borrow it until the sun comes up.
Then you about it. Just the sun come up. Once the sun comes up,
give my shit back.
Give my shit back. It's now mine.
Return
back
the thing. And me and my bag of hundreds is gonna leave.
I'm gonna take your money.
No, you're gonna take your money. It's not his money anymore. It's your money now.
Your money and my cat. I'm taking it all. And I'm walking out the door. Bitch, if you follow me, then you're going to be
I bet you'd be calling up best friend then. Best friend, meet me downstairs at the Marriott. Soon as the sun come up, nigga. Soon as the sun come up, Dre, he'll be downstairs.
He's gonna get that text. He gonna get that text at 6:15. Not six p.m. 6:15 p.m. Hey, best friend, look, I need for you to be here at 6:15 a.m. on the dot.
Man, I need you here
don't
5 a.m.
Don't ask no questions. Don't ask no questions. Just know, I got you when you get here. Got you when you get here. And he's going to be like, this motherfucker here, what is she doing? Don't worry about what I've done. I use what I got to get what I want, and we good.
And we good.
And we good.
And I ain't talking about no little duffel bag. I'm talking about one of them big army duffel bags full of honey.
Damn. Yeah. And we good.
Listen, that's what I mean. People don't realize that the different things that you would do count on the difference of what you're going to get paid to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure each one of us has gotten a paycheck. And if we had to do 10 times more for that same paycheck, we might have said, fuck that paycheck. You know what I'm saying? But if we got 10 times the paycheck to do exactly what we got paid for, we'd be like, hell yeah. Dude, you telling me I do my same job and get paid 10 times more? You'd be like, hell yeah, I signed up for that. But if you say you get the same paycheck and got to do 10 times more, you'd be like, nah, I ain't doing that. So the amount of money that you get is a direct correlation to what the fuck you will do. So somebody come to me with a bag full of hundreds, matter of fact, fuck me, Medisa. They go to you with a bag full of hundreds. What you say?
Why you keep coming for me? I don't want to answer.
Why you don't want to answer? Stop.
Because I'm playing about
all the time.
No, I'm not. I probably would not. Probably would not. I don't. I can't say that I would.
Girl, you can't be friends no more because you obviously have mental issues. There is something wrong with you.
Okay, that's your
that
is you can have
yeah.
that.
All right, so Medisa, you say a motherfucker come up to you with a duffel bag, an army duffel bag full of hundreds. Say, let me have you for the rest of the night till the sun come up. You gonna be like, nah, I'm good, homie.
Probably not. Probably would. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been in the situation, so I don't know.
You in the situation
honestly,
now, nigga.
Okay, we're going to up the ante. What if he come with that duffel bag full of honey and a box of white wine?
Whatever. No. She going.
Dre, you stupid.
She going.
I hate y'all.
You got to up the
she
ante.
She in there.
You got to up the ante.
She in there. She in there like
I hate, buddy. I hate y'all.
Oh, she in there. And don't let it be that big box. You know, they got these big boxes of wine.
Then the dude going to be mad as hell because she going to be too busy giggling and laughing and shit. He going to be mad as hell. He ain't going to be able to focus. He's like, man, I fucked up getting this motherfucker my money. God damn. He's going to be mad as hell.
He's going to be like, man, she ain't stop talking. See, all she's doing is laughing. What is she doing?
I need half that bag back.
Exactly. Nope. And I'm going to be there protecting her bag. Like, nope. Y'all should have never gave her that white wine. Y'all should have consulted me first. Bitch, now it's hers.
Boom. How the fuck Amaj get down on both bags? She get down on her bag
exactly.
And the DJ bag.
How the hell did she get to Arizona so quick? That's what we trying to figure out.
Boom.
She got my bag.
She had that damn Chevy in the wind getting down there.
Wait, hold on. You said she got your back. Nigga, you ain't got your own back. You don't even know if you going to do it or not.
Oh, she going to do it for that wine.
First of all, don't be trying to make it like I'm a cheap thrill. Don't be trying to put the wine in there like it's going to change my mind real quick.
Girl, you are a wine house.
<Right. laughs> She called her Ned the Wino. I'm done. I'm confused though. I'm confused. Because I'm sure you've had sex before. I'm sure you've had sex before. And now you want somebody that's willing to give you a big bag full of hundreds for sex, and you saying, I don't know, I doubt it. Like, nigga.
I'm just okay. So you okay? All right. Yeah, I'm down. You happy? Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe you. You could say that to shut us up.
Right. Let me just say, yeah, you niggas are stuck and leave me alone. Not that. No.
I'm not.
You know good well you still gonna be Sarah with an H. I don't even know if I'm gonna get my cascada. I don't even know if I'm gonna give up my ear. I don't know if I'm gonna give up my underarm.
You're stupid.
Look, you ain't trying to really work right now. You trying to write these books and shit. Get one, get your motherfucking money, and let's go.
Thank you. See, this is why I fuck with Amar to the day I go. Cause this is my nigga.
What? We're talking money? What? And first of all, this is one of them. Do you know how much shit they put in them army duffel bags? They've been overseas for 6 months, and they come back with one bang.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And see, this ain't money. This is change your life money.
Okay. Right. You no longer gotta clock in at GM type money. I no longer have to clock in at City type money.
Okay. Yeah.
I ain't got to worry about my car having a fucking carburetor because I got planes now.
I got planes.
See? I don't know. And listen, I'm not trying to corrupt you, Sally. I mean, Sarah. Why the fuck we keep saying Sally, Maj? I don't know. I ain't trying to corrupt you. All I'm saying is that sometimes we got to realize what we have already done in our lives is not worse than what we're about to do in our lives. You know what I'm saying? So fuck it. Yeah, I done did worse. I done did. You seen that ugly? Listen, I done fucked some ugly bitches in my life. Let me just put that.
Oh,
listen, and I didn't say we're talking about ugly on the outside. I'm talking about somebody who's been ugly on the inside. You know what I'm saying? And been fine on the outside. So I'm talking about both uglies. I fuck some ugly bitches, and if I could get a beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying? She's like, yo, why not give to that beautiful woman what you gave to them ugly bitches? You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Listen, man, that's me. That's me and my way of thinking. I don't want to push it on to nobody. I don't want nobody to say I've influenced them. I'm just saying, get your duffel bag full of money, bust it open on that motherfucker, and leave when the sun comes up. That's all I'm saying.
You girl.
Okay.
Lend that motherfucker your ear. What the fuck?
You're crazy.
Oh,
God.
Marisa, lend me your ear. You know what I'm saying? Okay, see you next time.
I just go buy me a hearing aid in the morning. I go,
what? Go get me one straight off the presses. I ain't even got to worry about them ordering that shit. I would like to get that hearing aid right there, please.
Matter of fact, I want a gold one. I want a gold hearing aid. I want one made out of fucking 24 carats.
Yeah,
I'm
so.
Man, that's going to be $40,000. I got that. I got it.
A million yen. A million pesos. Yo, I almost peed on myself just now because I'm talking to y'all. We have no whatever, whatever. And I heard, oh, McDonald had a farm. And I don't know if y'all just heard that in the background. Hey, yo, the baby's toy just started talking on its own. I almost peed on myself.
Oh,
I'm like, who the fuck is, ain't nobody in this house with me right now. Who the fuck is making the baby's toy go
up? That's what your ass. Yeah. I hope they get your ass. I hope they get your ass. That's what your ass get.
Ooh,
yeah, I got ghosted this motherfucker, and the ghost didn't even leave a fucking duffel bag full of money.
I hope they kidnap your black ass.
I thought I was dead. I ain't gonna lie to you. I got scared. I was a little bitch right there for a second. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Oh my God! I have needed this here laugh. Y'all don't understand. Oh my God! I cannot with the world. But Trey, did you answer the question? Right, Trey, did you answer the question?
Drake answered first.
Oh, he said he gonna do it.
Drake answered the question before we even got to the big duffel bag full of money. Drake answered the question when we was at $9.93.
No, he didn't. I
wish a female would walk with me with one of them big ass duffel bags. I'm off. I want you from fucking damn six to damn six. I'm gonna feel like I cheated. I'm gonna say, man, let's do it tomorrow. Right? I can be with you all day. We gonna start at 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. the next day.
Oh,
I got
Lord.
Your money's worth.
Right,
hell yeah, I be cracking jokes, rubbing teeth, licking ass. I'm going all in.
All right, Dre.
Oh,
all right, Dre. All right. Now you talking about what she would do to her. All right. What if she wanted to do some shit to you, nigga?
No, you ain't putting no dildo in my ass wrong. Shut up.
Nigga, we talking about a duffel bag full of. Wait, hold on. You go talk about what you gonna let them do to Medusa. But you won't let them do it to you? Like, why?
Uh-uh.
I mean, the same.
Nope. That ain't gonna happen.
So it's $1 million in there. It's $1 million in there, and you say no, right? What if it's $2 million? You still say no?
I'm saying no. I can't do that.
What if it was $4 million?
$1.2 billion, and that motherfucker just won in South Carolina.
He ain't from nothing in my ass. Hell no.
Imaj, do you believe your best friend?
I believe my best friend.
But I'm going to punch him in his motherfucking face when he comes out that goddamn room for 7 a.m. And we could have been set for our kids and our grandkids could have been set. Bitch, get your ass back in.
Go apologize and fuck your ass
open. Knowing that helper, she'd be trying to coach my ass through it. All you got to do is just relax your muscles. You'll be all right.
I can't. I'm not about to do it.
She'd be trying to coach my ass, and I'm be sitting there hollering, no.
Bitch, let her do it. I'm sorry.
Listen, all I know is everything about me is heterosexual. However, what I know for a fact is I know that when you become a man of a certain age, you have a colon, you have a colonoscopy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When I had my blood clot in my knee, they had to, you know what I'm saying, digitally insert themselves into me to check and see if I was bleeding anally. And that, I was like, come
on,
God.
I had to have that done, too. They knocked my ass out. I was uncooked. Nope.
I hear what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, dang, you had to pay for that. Nigga, they ain't pay you. Now we will get somebody to pay you to do the same thing that they just did to me for free. Nigga, I was healthy. It ain't like I was sick. Nigga, I was healthy, and they were just taking a chance. They was guessing. Well, let's see if it's in his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they was, nah, man. For $1 million? I just won't tell nobody I did it, but I'm going to do it. Fuck that.
I ain't gonna tell nobody I did it, but I'm gonna do it.
Fuck that. I'm gonna negotiate. I'm gonna be like, can we get 1.5 million?
You know that 1.2 billion? You know that 1.2?
1.2? 1.2? No, not pesos, motherfucker. Not pesos.
So, I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody, okay, so we know that I enjoy some anal shit. So, sure, yeah. Okay. Just really look gentle at first, and then we can get to the business. But, no, yeah, I'm going to say okay for me today. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look, I ain't want to tell nobody what's good for them and what's bad for them. I ain't want to tell nobody that. I'm just saying, just look at the big picture. Like you said, Amaj, we keep our children good money. We get our grandchildren good money. Nigga, your asshole ain't worth your grandchild. Give it up.
I almost died right there.
I'm stupid. All right, I'm not drinking
you
no more. I'm not drinking.
LaMelo Ball to UNC.
To what?
Oh, man. Poor UNC.
He's going to North Carolina.
How?
He's supposed to be getting to go to school. He ain't even back to high school yet.
Right. He's going back to high school. His father has got him into high school.
And that's what it said on the thing.
What did you watch? ESPN or something?
I'm flipping through my Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
Because he's trying to go pro next year.
Yeah. If they was talking about a school, it was a high school that he was in. I don't think it was the University of North Carolina because he's still in.
Yeah, it was a high school that he just got back in because his daddy took him out of school, and I think that's a violation in his own. Because how you going to take your son out of high school and then let him go to Lithuania and play ball over there? He played pro ball over there, but he's still a high school student. Then you're going to put him back in high school.
Yeah, but technically, you know what I'm saying, as long as you're a certain age, and I think that I know that age in New York is 16, you can drop out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm assuming it may be the same thing in California that you can, you know what I'm saying, say, all right, I'm just going to leave school. You know how I know that? Because there's such thing as a GED, and people do it every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? So, but fuck it. If you are going to make money, fuck a high school diploma or a college degree if you can make millions playing ball. You can always go back and get that shit.
Okay. So we really got off track with that. That was me making that comment. So this night, tonight we were with Kiki, we were blind and shit. It's been a good show. It's been a good show. It's been good. We know
yes,
that.
Yes, y'all definitely have made me laugh.
Yeah, we kiki and we've laughed a little bit. We don't get obviously me and Ron is like we about this money. Fuck what you heard. We about this money. Medisa and Drain. They're going
to
be broke.
No, I'm about to
get money. If I
don't
get my money, I ain't sharing
my
head. If I ain't not sharing.
Yeah, you ain't touching my head.
Nope. All she wants to do is rub on your booty.
No.
All right, Dre. Let me ask you this question, Dre. You ever had a chick toss your salad?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Why you say it like that, nigga?
Because, nope.
What do you say it like that for, nigga? Don't knock it till you try. All right. All right.
Jay.
All right.
Well, I guess the white woman's getting ready to come on. We ain't like to thank everybody who hung out with us today.
The little white lady, she back already? Dang, that was fast.
I mean, it's 12:11 on this side of the world.
It's only 10 o'clock here. It don't seem like we've been on the phone that long, on the air that long, I mean. You know.
We was here. We was here for a long time. Wait a minute, teacher commits suicide in classroom during school hours. What the fuck is going on in this world?
Oh, my God.
Dear Lord, what's going on with this world? Let's see. Okay, I'm done with the internet for tonight. But, yeah, I'm going to thank everybody who joined us and kiki'd and shit with us and commented on the post. We will be here next week. We will be here. What we will talk about, we have no idea. Because some people like to drop shit like this into my inbox. They drop it in my text messages. Matter of fact, this particular conversation that we had tonight was because somebody called me with this shit. So, because somebody sat down beside them and said, you pay me $650, you can do anything to me. No lie.
Wow.
But, yeah. So, yeah. So, we'll be back here next week. Maybe we'll have some different shenanigans. We'll be here. So, good night. Be blessed. Get some rest on the weekend, and we're going to keep the white woman.
Good night, good people.
Deuces.
Not deuces.
Nigga, deuces.
Try to say that.
I said peace.
We ain't hear that show.
I don't know.
Goodbye, good black people.
Get your bag of money and fuck.
I'm out of here. We out of here. Good night.